You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Cindy Woolley, who is a public relations communities outreach marketing and branding specialist who recently released her first book, Building Brand You. She has consulted with major corporations, but also has the unique perspective as an entrepreneur who built her own business. Cindy, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for having me today.
You are very welcome. You're certainly in the right place. So first of all, when was the first time you realized that you needed a personal brand?
Absolutely. You know, when I was first out of college, I was working in the sales department of a luxury resort, and one of the vice presidents used to come around quite frequently, and he always used to reintroduce himself to me like he had never met me before. And the very first time that happened, I was so shocked. Like, how could he not know how good the work that I was doing was, and how could he not know the contributions that I'd played in that sales department? But I took back and I said, you know what? I need to learn something here, and I need to know how I can follow what other people are doing to get noticed and to get appreciated for the results that I was bringing to the team. And so at the time, I really didn't know what personal brand was, but I knew that I needed to get noticed. And so I sat back and watched, and I watched and I learned what all of the successful people were doing. And they weren't just spinning their wheels and getting frustrated. They seemed to have the right connections, and they seemed to be confident and cool and calm and just right on top of things. And so I started jotting my notes and putting down what makes a strong personal brand. And a lot of that, what I've learned over the years, I've incorporated into my book, Building Brand You. So it's really a passion of love, or a labor of love, with this book to be able to share this knowledge with, especially with your readers today or your listeners.
Now, setting goals is an important part of branding and being a successful business owner. Just like you, you had a goal to personal brand yourself. What is the most important part of setting goals in your brand?
You know, I find that with a lot of clients and just people that I know in the public, they take goal setting very seriously, and they sit down and they've got their little pen and they've got their pencil and they've got the paper, and they think about the things they ought to be doing. Well, I ought to lose 10 pounds. I ought to go out and build my business this way. I should be spending this time doing other things. And so they clutter up their life with things that they think that they should be doing. They don't sit down to really prioritize what they want to be doing. And so in setting those goals, I think you really have to take a hard look at what you're writing down and saying, is this a nice to achieve, or is this a burning desire? Is this something I need to do to feel my life's commitment? And so once you've created those goals and you've cleared out the ones that don't really mean anything to you, and you've focused in on the top 3 to 5 goals that are, I've got to do, then you got to set them in line with your priorities and your values. And you got to make sure that you're not neglecting the people and the things and the lifestyle that you really enjoy. Because it's one thing to set a goal and say, I want to climb to the top of the corporate ladder. But if you get up there and you've got no family behind you and you've got no social life and you've got no friends, it's just going to leave you drained. So one of the things that I challenge people to do in Building Brand You is figure out what your priorities and your values are, and now take your goals and shape them in line with your priorities and values so that every day you're waking up and you're pursuing those goals and you're pursuing those dreams in a way that's most meaningful for you. Because I really believe that you can wake up every morning and be excited and energized and ready to face the day. and ready to tackle any challenges that are out there. There's just, I wake up that way, and I just hope that everyone else can enjoy their day the way that I do.
Networking is certainly important, and especially in marketing your business. In your book, you describe three types of relationships: ideal customers, inspirational relationships, and a network of peers. Tell me how these relationships help you build your brand.
Absolutely. And one of the clients that I've worked with in the past, we sat down and we evaluated his time and how he was networking. And he was basically spending about 20 hours a week networking in groups and associations that he just felt like he should be there because, you know, everyone's there and, you know, I should be networking there. And we realized where he was spending his time was generating less than 3% of his business. And it just wasn't building his brand and it wasn't generating ROI. So we talked about how we could break that down into something that's manageable. So when all those requests come in from outside sources, can you come join this association? Can you come join this nonprofit? Can you come to this event? Because during season in the city that I live in, you could go to probably 10 events a night. We wanted to be able to break that down and help you realize which relationships were the most important. Now, the first is in building your business and building your customer base, you really need to identify who your ideal customers are so that you can focus your time on your ideal customers. Your product, your service could be a benefit to a million people out there, but if you have to waste time tracking down all sorts of different people who aren't great relationships and they're not great customers and they waste a lot of your time, then you're not going to get ahead. We want you to identify and understand who your ideal customer is. And that's someone who values your service, someone who respects you as the expert, someone who you've got that great relationship and that communication, and you're not really struggling to get the message across because you just kind of get each other, you're heading in the same direction. These ideal customers, if you could have 10 ideal customers that are profitable, they're positive relationships you enjoy working with, those are going to be your best customers overall, and it's going to be more profitable than having 50 customers that waste time and keep having to rework because there's miscommunications and it's just not a good fit. So I challenge people, focus in on your ideal customers. But then in your industry, you've got to stay on top of the changes, the changes in how things are going, the technology. You've got to stay relevant so that you can serve your customers best. So I suggest that you group people into a network of peers. And these are not direct competitors. They're friendly competitors who are in the same industry and want to help you and challenge you to exceed in your industry. We want you to be around people that inspire you and educate you and push you and you can have that dialogue with so that as you're sitting over a networking lunch that you can talk about the best ideas in your industry and some new topics and share ideas and stay educated and energized within your energy or within your industry. Plus, when you end up with more work than you can handle, you can call in on some of these network of peers and ask for additional resources. You can ask for someone to help fill in and cover for you when you need some help. Or you need someone who's got expertise that you don't have. Poof, now you've got this network of resources that can help you achieve your client's goals in the most efficient way. So lastly, I think you need to have a group of inspirational contacts. Now, sometimes these can be mentors in business, or they can be service-based associations, maybe friends and family, maybe religious aspects. But your inspirational contacts are the people that you sit down and you have a conversation, and it doesn't matter what the conversation is, but you walk away feeling better about yourself, better about the prospects in life, better about your ability to handle whatever's coming your way And you feel energized that there's hope for tomorrow and I can help shape my world. So these inspirational contacts aren't really your Martin Luther Kings or your Gandhis. They're not people that you look up to. They're people you can have that conversation with one-on-one. So anywho, in the system, you separate your contacts into ideal customers, network of peers, inspirational contacts. And the idea is your ideal customers want to help you build your business, your network of peers help keep you educated, and your inspirational contacts help keep you energized and fulfilled in life. And when these conversations come up and you should meet so-and-so and you should come to this networking event, you can look at your list of ideal customers, network of peers, and inspirational contacts, and you can say, you know what, this networking group is on Thursday nights, and it doesn't really help build my ideal customer base. And it's not really a network of peers. And you know what? These people don't really inspire me. They don't leave me feeling energized. So I can confidently shave that off. I can say, you know, I just don't have time for that right now because I need to focus in on my high-priority relationships. Now, it also helps you because when you can understand who your ideal customers are, you can say, wait a minute, they're in this networking association, and I have to be there, and I have to be an influencer in there so that I'm visible and they're noticing me. So managing your relationships is really important in building a brand that stays consistent and helps you continue to grow and thrive as a person.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Cindy Woolley, who is a public relations, community outreach, marketing, and branding specialist, who recently released her first book, Building Brand You, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, one of the steps in your book is Smart Brand Speak Up. What opportunities are lost by not speaking up, and how can our listeners change that history?
Oh, gosh. You know, I talked to so many a lot of women and a lot of young professionals that they just don't understand how important it is to speak up about their accomplishments, and they don't realize that there are opportunities in the day to say, to let people know about what they're achieving. And it can be just as simple as, hey, Eric, how are you doing today? Now, at that moment, you can either say, good, thanks. Or you can say, you know, I'm really great. We just finished this client account, and we were above and beyond what they expected. Or you can say something, you know what, Cindy, I am really great today because I just had this awesome interview yesterday, and I learned so much from this conversation. You know, just in these little moments throughout the day, you can let people know about your accomplishments in business, in education, in life, and it's like sharing a little secret about yourself. You're letting them in on that happy moment, and so people are they want to participate in that, and they want to celebrate those moments with you. So I really think it's important that people not shy away from those opportunities, that they really take advantage of the opportunity to say, you know what, I had a great day and I got this accomplished and I'm just so proud of that, and thank you so much for sharing that with me. Thank you for asking about my day. And then reciprocating. How was your day? Tell me something that's exciting for you. What's the best thing that happened to you today? And when you can leave the people that you're talking with that great feeling, they remember that. They may not remember exactly what your company name is. They may not remember your phone number, your email address right away, but they'll remember your name, and they'll remember, you know what? Eric is someone who makes me feel good about myself, and Eric seems to be on top of things, and Eric, just he's got the resources, and I want to be a part of that network. And so they'll remember who you are because of how you made them feel.
I like that. Now, on the front of your book, it says, be relevant or be replaced. How can our listeners stay relevant?
You know, staying relevant really depends on getting good feedback. And in public relations, when we set up a PR campaign, there's always these steps of you plan, you research, you implement, and then you come back and evaluate. How did we do? Did we meet the mark? And you come back and evaluate your results. So if you feel like you've got a strong brand going on, there may be something that you're missing out on, or your message may not quite be hitting the mark. So I really encourage people to create a network of peers where they can invite these people out to lunch and say, you know, I'm really trying to understand my brand, and I'm really trying to get out there and make sure I'm not missing the mark and make sure that people understand what it is that my business does. Tell me, what is it that you think that I do? What is it that you think that I do really well? And where do you think that I could improve? And just by getting the feedback from your network of peers and maybe from a couple of your ideal customers, you're going to gain insights to, one, your brand's awesome and people love you and they know exactly what you do, which, whew, I hope that's the case for everyone out there. But two, maybe they think that you're higher level than what you anticipated. Maybe they think that you're a premium service when you think that you're a low-priced or a best-value product, and you can start raising your rates. That's an opportunity that you can take charge of. Or maybe they say, you know, I think that you sell widgets when what you really sell is TVs. You know, maybe they just don't understand what it is that you offer. And then you can say, well, why do you think that? What do I give that gives that impression? And you can start correcting that. Now, they say in HR that you shouldn't do reviews on an annual basis because there's opportunities for correcting along the way. And I feel like your brand needs to be, you need to have a solid stance on where your brand is moving forward, but there's always room for improvement. So once a month, take a friend out for lunch, talk to him. And you know what? Maybe this is a brand buddy where you can bounce ideas off of each other and give them ideas for what you're hearing about them as well. So I think there's always room for improvement as long as we sit back and listen and we take the time to ask the questions and really listen and absorb the answers. And if you can do that, you can keep growing your brand in a positive way and really growing personally as well. So
before you go, how about telling us what do you hope the leaders will take away from building brand new?
You know, we're coming off of this economic recession, and we feel like things are coming back, and people are ready, they're antsy, they're out there looking for that next step of where do I go from here. I want your listeners to take charge of their brand and take charge of their future. When they read Building Brand You, I want them to walk away with a plan and a confidence that I can make my brand and I can be just as successful as I want today.
Certainly been good to have caught up with you. I'm sure our listeners would like to know how they can be in touch, get more information, and also to purchase your book, Building Brand You. Where can that all happen?
Absolutely. You can go to www.buildingbrandyou.com, where you can sign up for my monthly e-newsletter, which gives branding tips on a regular basis. And we're putting together brand profiles, so if you know someone with an awesome brand profile, we'd love to get you in there. You can also find links to purchase Building Brand You on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBook, as well as contacts to our Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn pages so that you can stay in touch on social media as well.
We certainly can't beat that. Certainly been good to have caught up with you. We've been speaking with Cindy Woolley, who is a public relations, community outreach, marketing, and branding specialist who has recently released her first book, Building Brand You, and she has consulted with major corporations and also has the unique perspective as an entrepreneur who built her own business. And the website of reference, once again, is buildingbrandyou.com. Cindy, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.